Texas has inspired a lot of great music. And last week, Texas Standard lassoed KUTX Austin music maven Lori Gallardo into picking a top five. Boy, was that a mistake.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
But we recognized that this would be a controversial list, and so we've compiled your comments and suggestions and brought Lori back to react to some of them. Lori, first, let's go over what was on that original top five.
I listed Lugenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings at number five, Amarillo by Morning as done by George Strait at number four, Marty Robbins and El Paso, number three, London Homesick Blues by Gary P. Nunn and Jerry Jeff Walker at number two, and for the number one song I
drum
picked,
roll.
Dun, 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 Galveston, Glenn Campbell.
Okay, before everyone gets upset, we won't make you, Lori, rehash your reasonings right now.
No, certainly not.
Listeners can find all of that at texasstandard.org. But thinking back now, were there any songs that just narrowly missed that top five?
Well, to clarify, first of all, we did make it clear this list was not set in stone or concrete. It was to start the conversation and oh, did we? And there were quite a few things that were left out. Very obvious things. So people were kind of contributing their suggestions as to what we really should have had in our list. One of those songs was Bob Wills, of course, San Antonio Rose.
Yes.
And we got a comment from Don Roach. He's like, well, you got Marty Robbins right, but to leave out Bob Wills is unforgivable. Please, please forfeit all computers, typewriters, pens, and pencils so this abomination of writing cannot happen again. Don, you rule. I love
deep
that.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone.
And so we got dinged in a few areas. We got dinged in the idea that our list of songs wasn't right, but also for the list of artists themselves. So what did people have to say about the artists we chose?
It's really interesting because, again, everyone had some great suggestions. They were coming from all angles. I remember, let's see, we got something from Kent Pingle. I just have to share this. And Kent was like showing no mercies. All, excuse me, get it straight. George's version of Amarillo by Morning is a cheap imitation of the original hit by Terry Stafford.
Amarillo by Morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
You go, Kent. And you know, I will tell you right now, George would probably agree with you, Kent. So well pointed out, yeah. What about Miles and Miles of Texas by Asleep at the Wheel? Well done.
I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky.
A charming one. I love Ray Wiley Hubbard, and he always just puts it right and doesn't mince words. Screw you, we're from Texas. You go, Ray Wiley.
So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas.
Ernest Tubb, Waltz Across yes. Texas. Beautiful.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look.
Now, I saw also that Ernest Tubb could yodel.
Yes.
Which I didn't know. And that, I want to hear him yodel. So maybe we can get some of that.
Bring that as well. That is totally awesome. Yeah, and it's to me, it's essential. It's like cowboy yodeling. Come on.
I guess so.
And the thing that leapt out to me, we had just a few people simply write, Frumux! And I was like, yep, you're absolutely right. Frumux is a good one to mention because, essentially, that's Stephen Fromholz, and he did an album with Dan McCrimmon, and that was the name of their duo, Frumux. And the name of the album, released in 1969, Here to There. And what does it have? The Texas Trilogy. That's not just one song I left out, but three whole songs that I left out from Here to There. And what was incredible about that, this was predating the Texas music scene that we've grown up knowing today.
We didn't get a lot of women on that first list. And
yes.
What was the comment I saw?
You know,
Sandy.
Sandy sent that one in.
Yeah, she says, can we get one woman on this list?
Your phone call took me by surprise. Gee, it's been a long, long time.
Nancy Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
Singing The Lone Star State of Mind deserves a place of honor here. Or a song she co-wrote, Gulf Coast Highway. Well put, Sandy.
Now, we were also dinged because our list was mostly white guys, or it was all white guys.
True.
And a lot of the people that all of you out there suggested were also white guys.
So there you go. But you know what? A valid conversation.
Yeah.
Valid point. And, you know, all white guys, no women, you know, kind of mixing it up. But then there were people that found many of those we left off. You know, Bob Wills, Billy Joe Shaver, Pat Green, Willie Nelson, Stevie Ray Vaughan. So I'm telling you, we appreciate all the comments. You all had amazing suggestions. Well done.
I thought of another woman who'd be fun to put on the list, a little bit more recent, although not entirely so. Selena.
Yeah.
We could get a little Selena in there.
Tejano, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
You know? Freddie Fender, hello.
Or my absolute favorite, which was Lyle Lovett's, That's Right, You're Not From Texas. Because I'm not from Texas. And so it fit perfectly.
And you're saying, fair enough. Thank you, Lyle Lovett, for sharing that. Front Porch Song. That's Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keen. And of course, as we mentioned before, Willie Nelson, No Place But Texas.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Well done, everybody. And yeah, there's some people picking on me for my list, but that's what you're supposed to do. It's a free-flowing list. We need your suggestions. So well done to everybody.
Lori Gallardo is senior producer and show host at KUTX, and we have a whole playlist at texasstandard.org you can listen to, so check that out.
Cause I'm dreaming.